Hey, this is Manuel from Contrast. You're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast. Enjoy.
That Metal Interview. Welcome back, boys and girls, to your favorite podcast and mine. And you just heard Dance, my favorite song from the band Contrast, K-O-N-T-R-U-S-T. And we have with us Manuel Hagermoller, percussionist for the band Contrast. And he is here to talk about and celebrate the release of their new album, Mad World. And these guys are just very cool. It reminds me of System of a Down mixed with a tad of dance techno, but it's still metal. So let's listen to their newest song, Lederhosen Overkill, if that's the way you pronounce it, by the band Contrast. We'll be right back.
Yeah. gonna get out. So stand up and shout. This is the end, there's no doubt. No one here's gonna get out. So one step from life to love to live. From hate back to forgive. One step from live to love to like. From hate back to one step from like to live. From hate back to forgive. One step from live to live.
That was the newest song by the Austrian crossover band Contrast, a song by the title of Lederhosen Overkill. It might be pronounced wrong, but that's Lederhosen Overkill. Lederhosen Overkill, the new song by Contrast, Austrian crossover, and with the vocalist Stefan and Julia, the great duo doing the front woman, frontman, singing for Contrast, all the way from Austria. And here is our interview with Manuel, percussionist for the great metal crossover band Contrast. Check it out. What part of the world are you at?
I'm located in Vienna, Austria, in Europe.
Awesome. How's the weather up there?
A bit cloudy today. Autumn is coming, so it's a bit cloudy and windy, but still fine.
So before we start, who came up with the name of the band, and what does that mean, Contrast?
The name goes back to 2001 already. Contrast exists since 2001, and basically we came up together with it. By now, the remaining founding members within the band are Stefan, our lead vocalist, male singer, and me, and the rest joined during all those years. Basically, what we are doing is creating a lot of, you know, colorful, very experimental kind of music. It's not traditional metal, so we experiment a lot with different kind of elements, different influences and stuff, and that's basically reflected in the name as well, Contrast.
It's a cool name. First time I heard it, I'm like, wow, that's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you say, for people that don't know, you have a male singer and you have a female singer too, right?
Correct.
A new singer. We'll get to her right now in a bit. So Mad World, coming out November 3rd. Are you guys excited?
Oh, yeah, very much. We can't wait, actually. It's been quite a long time since we put out the last studio production. It was in 2014. During all those years, we basically were touring a lot. We went all across Europe and played our biggest shows, actually, during those years. But with the studio album, we took our time. Then Corona came along, you know, everything was locked down, shut down, so there was not much possibilities to do anything. But yeah, now we finally came to the studio, went to the studio, recorded the whole thing, and we cannot wait until it's finally out next week.
So how long did it take to write this album, Manuel? From the moment that you guys picked up a pen or a guitar or a drumstick, was this about a year in the making, months?
No, it actually took a little bit longer. Actually, I started writing on the songs during Corona times. It has been two and a half years ago that I, you know, collected the first ideas and put together the first drafts. And basically, I guess it took a while until the rest of the gang catched up, you know. They were still in Corona mode, let's say, and I needed to kick some asses there. But in the end, it all went well, and we're very satisfied with the result.
Do you play another instrument besides drums?
I'm playing the percussions mainly, but during the writing process, I for the most part, I started out with synth lines, and I used bass synths for the basic layouts in the first place. And for guitars, I also used synth guitars first for writing, you know, so that everybody could get an idea of what I'm actually writing there. Before then, we in the studio, of course, changed all the sounds, and it was then recorded with a real guitar, let's say.
How about the lyrics? Who is the one that writes the lyrics?
The lyrics in this case were mainly on Stefan, the male singer, but we also actually worked together with a native from the States. just for, you know, having proper English in this whole production. But the main ideas for the lyrics came from Stefan, and then again in the studio we worked it out all together.
What's the genre of the band here? How would you categorize it if you were asked to categorize it? Yeah, what kind of metal is
it? Actually, we get that question a lot, and the difficulty is, as we combine so many styles and elements, it's really hard to put us into one box that fits all, you know?
Yeah.
Because every song is a little bit different. We try to experiment a lot with different styles and elements. So in best case, I would say it's crossover, because it's really, you know, mixing all kind of different styles. I think that if you wanna categorize it, then I would say it's crossover.
Cool. Yeah. So it's just very cool and awesome music. It's fun music. You can dance to it. You can headbang to it. Depending on the song,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Different songs here and there. I like a song by the name of Dance. It's an older one. It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. What do you guys listen to?
Thanks.
This is some crazy ideas.
Oh, that's also. You know, we're six people in the band, and everybody's has his own style, his own preferences when it comes to listening to music also. The bottom line, of course, always is something like rock metal stuff, but people are listening to electronic music also, or classic music, or jazz. So our influences come really from all over the music world, let's say.
For real. Very cool stuff, though. Don't get me wrong. Very cool. Which is your favorite track on this new album, Manuel?
I would say, actually, it's hard to say. When we were sitting together and discussing which singles we would release first before the album actually got released, I had 7 favorites out of 11 songs. So for me, it was really hard to decide what song should be the first and the second single. But if you really want to know, I guess it would be Rock to Outer Space, which probably also will be a single after the release. We are not sure about it yet, if we will actually shoot a video also on this one. But that's one of my favorites.
Are you familiar with System of a Down? I'm sure you've
heard. Of course.
Of course, right? You guys kind of remind me of that a little bit, but with more of a different beats kind of thing, of course different vocals, and but there's a touch to that. If you were to ask me what kind of music, where the genre is or what it sounds like, I would compare it to System of a Down. They're a bit more crazy as far as you guys are also, you have crazy beats and all that, but well, I'll speak no more. People know what System sounds like. What's on your playlist, Manuel? Can you name some bands? What do you listen to when you're not listening to your own band?
Well, System of a Down definitely is one of the bands I listened to a lot in my youth, let's say, when I was young and beautiful. I still adore them. I think the differences in the, you know, as you said, in beats, for example, mainly comes as we have both a drummer and me as a percussionist. So our music is much more based on rhythm and beats and percussive elements and stuff like that. Other bands besides System of a Down I really like is Korn, for example.
Oh yeah.
Or Soulfly, or good old Sepultura, or Rage Against the Machine, or I don't know, there's Foo Fighters I really like, Enter Shikari, Skindred. There's tons of bands I listen to, so it's hard to name them all.
Right, there's too many, yeah. So, you mentioned percussion. For people listening that are not musicians, people that don't know what you're talking about, they probably think you're a drummer too, like two drummers, which is not the case.
Yeah.
Can you explain what you play?
I think for people who don't know what percussions are in general, calling it a second drummer, I think, would be the easiest explanation. Percussions is the term for every instrument that is beaten, let's say. So I'm let's say a little bit more colorful than just usual regular standard drums. there is much more exotic drums into it, you know, like the djembe, for example, which is an African drum played by hands, or timbales, or bongos, congas, stuff like that.
Are those some of the percussion that you use right there?
Yes, exactly.
Cool, very cool. So where do you pick your sounds from? Do you just go to the music store and say, you know what, I want this size cowbell, I want this size timbali, I want this and that. Where do you get your ideas from?
Mainly from influences, which means when I listen to music and I hear some nice sounds in there, I try to maybe get that into my drum set as well, into my percussion set as well. Or, as you said, just go into a music store, play around with stuff, and if you then have an idea where something fits, you need to, of course, try which instrument fits to the song, and which sound fits best, and then just go ahead and beat it.
Yeah. Well, that would be a cool way of, if you guys were to film or to videotape a rehearsal or the making of one of your new song or songs, it's cool to see how you guys would gel together, you and the drummer, right? I would like to see that. That's cool. That explains the whole crazy sound there.
Yeah, there are actually many many live videos also on our YouTube channel. For example, we played Hellfest last year, which is one of the biggest metal festivals in Europe.
Yes.
And I created a few nice cuts together, you know, like shorts, like 30 seconds to 1 minute, where you really just have all the nice scenes cut together, and you can see us in action there.
Nice. Did you take any classes when you were small or in school or younger?
Yeah, I started playing the drums and percussions for, I think it was like 12, maybe 14 years when I was a kid. I think I started at 8, if I remember correctly, and then around 20, 21, I went to music school.
Very cool. So which was your first band?
Oh, well, that was a small project. We actually only had one show. It was called Rosa Luxemburg, and I was, I think, 14 or 15 when I joined the band. And then later on, I joined Suicide Mission, which was the previous project of Contrast, and a few people who were in that band then founded Contrast, and Stefan and me are still remaining in the band as the founding members from those times.
So we understand you found your singer, the new singer, Julia, right?
Yes.
But she was in the X Factor. Can you talk about that a little bit, how you got in contact with her?
Actually, that was Mike, our guitarist, who got in touch with her. He found her, I think, actually on YouTube, because she has, as you said, from her participation in X Factor, she had a video that went quite viral. And we knew that she was coming to Austria back then. And we needed a new singer. We got in touch with her, and now we're very, very lucky to have her on board.
Yeah, she's great. She's great on stage. I've seen you guys on YouTube, and speaking of great and on stage and all that, you guys have a CD release party, or album release party, should I say, November 2nd, right?
Exactly, yeah. We're playing a release show here in Vienna, which will be the party of the year, of course. We're very excited about it. The fans here in Vienna, obviously, also. So, yeah, it will be a blast.
So when do you guys rehearse for this practice? Do you guys hold rehearsals, or do you just go like that?
Yeah, actually, in 1.5 hours, I'm leaving for rehearsal. So, yeah, we are pretty busy, as you can imagine, during those days, not only with rehearsing, but also with all the preparations for release, you know, the promotions, interviews, like in this case, for example. So it's a lot going on, and we definitely are not getting bored at the moment.
Cool. What's your favorite part of traveling, Manuel?
I always liked traveling, but it's different when you're touring, you know, because for the most part, touring is still working. So there's always stuff to do, and there's for the most part not enough time to visit all the places like a tourist would, and, you know, go sightseeing or something. But I still love traveling. I also like the road itself, you know, driving by myself, for example. I really love it. It's kind of a freedom for me.
Yeah, maybe I should have broken down my question. Sorry about that. I meant that, yeah, like touring, your favorite part of traveling when you're touring. But yeah, okay, there you go. Cool. I have a different question here. I asked my guests, do you think a new band needs a record label nowadays or not? Can they do it on their own with social media?
Let's say with internet, social media, streaming and stuff, it definitely became easier to get out there, you know, to showcase what you do, have people follow you, to have immediate response from the fans, have reactions, likes, comments and the stuff. But on the other hand, a label still does a very, very important job, especially when it comes to all the promotion stuff. And with Napalm Records, we are very happy to have a very, very reliable partner on our side.
Oh, yes, for sure. Napalm Records is great. Do you talk to fans and friends after a show or before a show? Or do you hide and run to your van or the bus or whatever?
No, not at all. Actually, that's one of our favorite parts, to after the show go outside into the audience, or at least, you know, meet at the merchandise stand and give autographs and stuff, because it's really important for us to always be in touch with them directly, and I guess they also very much appreciate this. It's similar to social media, actually, where the fans and bands can be in direct contact, always in touch, have immediate responses, and it's kind of a more like a dialogue than a monologue, you know. And we live the same thing also when it comes to live shows.
Are there any side projects that you have, any other bands that you want to mention?
Me not. I actually did start up a small solo project where I wrote, like, I don't know, 14 instrumental songs, but I never released it because actually when I wrote it, that was also during Corona times. So I just had a lot of spare time to write new music. But after Corona, I just didn't finish it. And it's still lying around there, let's say, and collecting dust. But many other members of our band still have other projects too.
So what's next for yourself, Manuel, right now after these interviews? What's on your agenda? You mentioned the rehearsal. What's after the rehearsal? What's coming up for you?
Privately, actually, I'm in the middle of moving. I'm moving from one flat to another at the moment, which during these days now, as they are very packed already, is even more busy, you know. So at the moment, it's really, I don't really know where my head is at the moment.
Before I let you go, would you like to send a message to your friends and fans listening?
Sure. Hey, guys. Cool that you tuned into That Metal Interview podcast. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Check out our videos. Check out our streams, Spotify, music. Buy our CDs. Come to our shows. Thanks.
Where can fans find you guys on social media? It's just Contrast with a K, right? And is there a website?
Exactly. There's Contrast with K and U in the middle. And the website is contrast.info. On Facebook, we're Facebook/contrast. Instagram is contrast.official. YouTube is /contrast. So it's everywhere, pretty much the same.
Okay, so for listeners, Mad World is dropping November 3rd. Thank you for your time, Manuel. We appreciate your chat. You're a cool guy. And you guys got
thanks
some awesome, awesome music. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Pick up, purchase the album Mad World by the band Contrast, K-O-N-T-R-U-S-T. It is now available in stores and online ever since November 3rd of 2023. And we thank Manuel for being a part of the show. We thank Napalm Records for bringing more and more metal, awesome rock metal bands, right? So thank you to Manuel for chatting with us and giving us an insight on the band and the band's history, right? So much appreciated, Manuel, and we hope you guys are enjoying these interviews. If you guys have a question or an opinion, feel free to email us at thatmetalinterview@gmail.com. That. Anyways, on behalf of your friend James here, all the way from the state of Texas, on the planet Earth, spinning in circles around the sun. Thank you, guys, and don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.